Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Another chilly morning. I have a pullover on today, but I'm considering shorts for later on. So welcome to Texas in the weather this morning. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. It was so nice to be out. Clear blue skies, like 60 degrees, no humidity. So hopefully we get a little bit more of that. We'll talk top three trending things here in Texas coming up in just a minute. First, say hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Excited for the weekend?
Yes. I'm realizing, though, that we're the only ones that aren't off next week.
You mean like in the radio building here?
Well, that, but also like all the schools are out. Yeah. My husband's like, oh, it's going to be a slow week next week. Like my nanny's taking a day off. I was like, whoa, 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 people.
your nanny's taking off, but you're not.
Hello.
How's that going to work? So, I guess so. I guess we are.
A lot of people are just celebrating the holiday.
Holding down the fort here.
We will be here.
I wonder what the airport's going to be like today.
A little hectic. If it's anything like the roads right now.
There's three shutdowns.
One of them I had to send to Eric because I was like, Eric, is this a U? But it was the other side. I-10 complete closure at 610 coming west.
Yeah, I went right by it like, la, 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 la.
My goodness.
We'll get a traffic update here in
Please.
Just a second.
That was our traffic update.
Find out what exactly is going
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Val.
Let's talk about the top three things, though, that you're going to be hearing about all day today.
Number three.
So I wanted to check in first on the workers in Galveston who were part of that flash explosion yesterday. They were doing routine maintenance on the equipment and five injuries, three of them being like serious burn injuries. Like one of them had like 50% of their body burned. Mm. But there's no updates on how they're all doing this morning. I checked all the news sites. So if y'all know anything, obviously, we're sending all of our love and prayers to those workers in Galveston.
Number two.
The Rodeo Houston put out their 2025 genre calendar, and everyone's freaking out because the entertainers aren't even revealed. But it does provide a hint as to who's going to take the star stage during Rodeo Houston. Country, pop, Christian, hip-hop, R&B, rock, regional Mexican. I think we have 12 country music nights.
Wow, okay.
And then there's the wild card day that we're all talking about. Like, what does that mean? Tell us more.
Who would be a wild card artist?
I have one in mind.
Do you? Who's that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, yes. Oh.
March 4th through March 23rd. Yes, we're talking about Rodeo Houston.
And the top story trending in Texas.
keep your blankets and jackets handy. This fall feel is great. A stronger cold front is on the way to help us out again next week. It's kind of looking like Thanksgiving's going to be warm, and then Black Friday is going to be cold again.
Wait, really? Okay.
Yeah. The very next day?
Yes. I mean, we live here. Lovely weather right now through Saturday, so enjoy it while we can, but then it'll warm up again next week.
That's what's trending in Texas. The top stories that are happening all day today, and you're going to be hearing about them first here on the Morning Bullpen.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to share a little good news. There's enough bad news out there, so let's talk about some good news. And today, I have a story, Mo, that I think you'll relate to because it has to do with cheerleaders. You were a cheerleader in high school.
Yeah, growing up, all through my life.
Okay, so this cheerleader got to relive some of her glory days recently.
Okay.
Okay, she got called and asked by her school if she would be part of their cheer team. You see, this lady was the one who actually started the cheer team at their high school.
Just felt bad that Merrill High School didn't have a cheerleaders when all the other schools had them. So we decided to do something about it.
When we walked in the door, she was already cheering. Before we could even start cheering, she was ready to go.
Come on, team, fight! Come on, team, fight!
When I left, she said, without me, you wouldn't have Meryl cheer. And I just thought on that, and I was just so grateful for her because I know what it probably took. Her and her girls, they built this program.
By the way, did I mention that she started the cheer program at that high school 80 years ago?
Stop it, George. Oh,
I can tell.
And bless her heart.
She's 97.
Oh, my goodness.
And the current cheerleader surprised her at her retirement home, brought her a uniform to put it on, and she even did a few simple cheers with them.
Yes,
then.
Girl.
I love this story. And you leave Eric out of this. I'm not even making eye contact with him. This is a sweet story. Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We share a little good news to make your day better. Hear from 100.3 The Bull.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
I got a diva on my hands, y'all. She's 3, and we're already having the fight that I was dreading. I knew it was coming. Talk to me, mothers and daughters. I just need a little help. It's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mo, you can't tell me that your mom is not relishing this moment in her life more than just about anything she has in the last few years.
As soon as my mother found out I was having a daughter, she's like, payback!
Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. That is Mo. And Eric with a K also here. What's going on at your house?
So I sit in Sailor's closet, my 3-year-old daughter, every night. Lay out her clothes for the next day with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got in a serious altercation because she wanted to wear her birthday shirt from when she turned 3, which has like a pink dog on it, whatever the Blue's Clues dog is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's a white shirt. And I was like, do you want to wear these pink pants or do you want to wear these shorts? She's like, I want to wear shorts. I was like, okay, here's the shorts that match. And they were blue jean shorts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she's like, these shorts don't match the shirt. Because to her, in her three-year-old brain, blue jeans were not. There was no blue in her pink and white shirt.
Wow. I see. So she didn't want to wear blue jeans.
Correct.
With her pink shirt.
But blue jeans match everything.
Everything. But, like, who decided that?
Wait, who decided blue jeans match with everything?
That's a good point. Because they are blue. I mean, she actually might have you beat on this one.
I didn't know how to fight her. I didn't know how to reason with her. Usually we can talk through things, but she was not having it. And I'm like, well, you're kind of right.
I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
What she's saying, yeah.
Who decided that blue jeans match with everything?
See, I'm just a lemming. I just go along with it. I was just like, blue jeans go with everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Three-year-old Sailor does not go along with it. And
oh, my goodness. This is really you. Something. She's a mini you.
I know. I'm in trouble.
Question everything.
She also wanted to sleep in bracelets. So, like, what she wears really matters to her. So, I don't know how to win the blue jean fight.
Oh, no. You created this monster. This is all you. She walked in every rodeo season and saw all your outfits laid out.
Yeah.
She went, this is how I'm supposed to be.
This is what life is supposed to be like. Here's the thing that I love is that Sailor FaceTimes you every morning during the show when she wakes up and gets ready for school.
Yes.
And she always wants to show us her outfits.
She likes to show Mr. George and Eric her outfits.
I can't wait till she's wearing jeans next time,
I don't know. And I can go, I don't know if we're ever going to be jeans people.
That doesn't go with your outfit.
Oh, no.
This is a cautionary tale from the Morning Bullpen Show. Good morning. Welcome in. My name is George. Over there is Mo. And here's the cautionary tale. Eric with a K.
Y'all.
We canceling Christmas?
We might have to because of what went down yesterday. And spoiler alert, somewhere towards the end, I might admit that I messed up.
Ooh.
And my wife was right.
George, you got any popcorn over there?
I might get there.
Okay, start with how it happened.
No, you have to start even farther back.
Really?
Yeah. You got to start maybe 4 months ago.
Okay.
Okay.
My AC is broken, but a little bit broken, not super broken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the pan is filling up. It's dripping out of the side of the house. That means, hey, take care of it at some point.
Right.
I go up there. I just dry it out. Okay, I just go, okay, it's dry. I'm going to put it off till next month.
Yeah.
And I keep doing that, okay? Right. Dripping out of the side of the house. I just need you to keep that in mind.
Okay.
So now about 4 days ago, we're sitting there watching a movie, having movie night with the kids, and lights go out in my house. Completely out, it's a blackout from a storm.
Like a power outage.
Power outage, George.
Wow.
So okay. I go out to the garage. I flip all the breakers. All the lights come back on. We go, man, that's weird. The next day, nothing else happens for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Next day, half the house goes out. Just half this time. I go, this is so weird. I go out there. I reset the breakers. I go, I think we've got an electrical issue.
Okay.
My wife goes out to the side of the house. She says, honey, I've been telling you that AC has been dripping on this electrical box for months now.
No.
And you just keep going out there and drying it up.
Uh-huh.
And then it just starts dripping on this electrical box. And I go, honey, I am a man. I know what I'm doing. That thing is made to withstand hurricanes in Houston, Texas.
It's an electrical box outside. Yes.
Hey, pretty lady, sit down. Let me handle this. Right?
Okay.
The next day,
yes.
Half the house goes out. Finally, I text both of you.
Yes.
And I go, does anybody know an electrician? Mm-hmm. I got to get somebody out here to take a look at what's going on. Mo, your husband texted me right away. Thank you. And hooked me up with his cousin, Z Electrical. And they showed up and they looked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife goes, do you think it could be the dripping on the box there?
He goes, no.
Listen,
out, pretty lady.
That thing is meant to withstand hurricanes. And I go, see? I told you. He looked everywhere. Couldn't find a problem.
Uh-huh.
In the backyard. Went in the neighbor's yard. Looked everywhere for why the house was shorting out.
Uh-huh.
Finally, he goes, let me take a look in this box. Opened it up.
Uh-oh.
They had not insulated it correctly.
No.
The water was getting in.
Oh.
And it was shorting out my entire house. And it was actually a fire hazard because it was sparking. Yes, it was like catching on fire.
Oh my God.
And my wife,
she looked at me.
I told you so.
Did she pop open a bottle of champagne? I would have. Like, no. What was that again?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right, so everything's fine.
Okay.
They hooked it up. I think the kids are going to be okay for Christmas. I don't know if my wife's getting me anything. I think I'm out of a Christmas present this year.
I was going to say, you know how you asked for cash the other day for Christmas? I know where the cash is going now.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
Y'all, coming up, we got Jerry Judy. And today, something on your Thanksgiving table has George all hot and bothered.
Oh, yes, it does.
We have had this argument before, but now the stakes are higher than ever. And we will explain. It's coming up next. It's Jerry Judy.
It's time for Jury Duty this morning. We're just out here solving the world's problems, and this one actually started, I think, on my social media, right, Christina?
Yes, you posted something atrocious, George.
What was it?
What did I do?
You posted canned cranberry sauce.
Oh. I love canned cranberry sauce.
Yes.
That is the holidays. That's Thanksgiving to me. If you have cranberry sauce and it's not out of a can, how in the world do you know how to slice it if you don't have the ridges on it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, just unfollow him because he does it every year.
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural?
It is. It's fresh or nothing.
Okay, that's so tell me what the fresh cranberry sauce is, because I don't like cranberry sauce, but I want to hear your side.
Okay, so it is actual cranberries. You can buy them at the grocery store right now. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's orange juice, it's maple syrup, and it's some zested orange peel.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow. Yeah, that'll give you diabetes right there, all that sugar, yeah.
Okay, so the sugar turns the cranberries a little sweet, less tart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then I take the next, like, an extra step, and I pull out my masher. And I actually like gel it up a little bit more before I jar it up and it's done. So I mash it just a little bit. Good consistency. It's amazing.
Okay, so the question this morning then is a simple one. Are you going for canned cranberry sauce? Is that not the traditional Thanksgiving one? Or are you going for the homemade cranberry sauce? Eric, what are you saying on this?
Oh, you know I can't touch the canned stuff. We argue about this every year, but I think, Christina, if we decide once and for all that the fresh stuff is the right stuff, we should hold George accountable, that the jury should decide, and he can only get the fresh stuff.
Oh,
he can't,
my God.
He can't even touch the canned cranberry sauce.
I will bring you some, George.
Oh, she's going to bring you some. Hers has love in it, George.
Gosh. Okay. See, but here's the thing. I think people will vote just to tick me off and say that I can't have my canned cranberry sauce. Yeah,
and I love that about them, George. I love that.
Let's find out what the jury says this morning, Mo.
Justin's on the phone in Magnolia for his first time participating in this serious jury duty. He's hosting 20 people at his house this coming holiday. So, Justin, where are you voting? Canned or homemade?
I'm saying no cranberry sauce. Who
I know,
needs
same.
That stuff?
I know,
give
same.
Me
no
turkey, cranberry
give me
sauce.
Ham, give me rolls.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But if I have to, I'm going with George.
There we go.
You're going canned.
Yeah,
that
I was
going
to say, a no vote counts for me.
Yes,
Wait, no.
It would kind of, if you follow the logic, it kind of works.
All right, how about Alondra in Channelview? She's got 40 folks coming over for Thanksgiving.
Girl.
Alondra, what's the right way to serve cranberry sauce, canned or fresh?
I am with George. Between everything else, there is no time.
I'm just here doing the math on how many cans you're going to need for 40 people.
Oh,
okay, so for 40.
I do not have time for that.
Yeah, for 40, I can understand the canned.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay, we're winning you over. See, I grew up in a family, Eric, of 10 kids, and you have 10 kids. You're going to know.
You're slumming it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have the cranberry. So there you go.
Yeah, everything you ate was out of the can, George.
Julio is in Rochere. And Julio, what's the right way to serve cranberry sauce? Canned or fresh?
Yeah, you already got plenty of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julio.
Don't have to worry about other
you
stuff.
Do a lot of cooking, Julio?
I try to.
That's
it
nice.
Ends up being burned.
So canned it is.
All right. Juror number four is Connie, and she's in
Spring.
Yes. Okay. Connie, it says you're hosting 15 people. Canned cranberry or fresh cranberry? What's the proper way for Thanksgiving?
only cans.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yes.
The passion is so real. I had no idea.
I love this so much. Eric was all on his high horse.
He but George thought he has never had this won before. I don't think you've ever won a jury duty, George. We're almost there. It's up to Lyle in Lake Jackson. Lyle, tell us, what's the right way to serve cranberry sauce, canned or homemade?
Well, personally, 14 people, I'm not going to home make it canned.
There you go. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, hit the gavel, George.
So Mo.
What is the right way to serve cranberry sauce? And it was a unanimous can.
Yes, unanimous.
I see. George cheated.
I did not.
Here's how he cheated.
How did I cheat?
Because he asked people who are hosting Thanksgiving to call up.
We should have asked what attendees of a Thanksgiving would like.
What
does a guest?
Of course, they're going to serve canned. It's way easier.
Hey,
we agreed we would go by the jury verdict.
Well, you
got to
learn our lesson, Eric.
That's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. Every morning at this time on the show, we give you something that'll make you smile. Sometimes the smile is because it's good. Sometimes the smile is because it's so bad. But it is the 10-minute tune.
Wow, thanks, George.
And we do it every morning here on the Bull.
Mm-hmm. And it's up to you and your suggestions. What do you think we should sing about? 713-881-5500. We have Libby in Richmond. Libby, it says here you're 11 years old. What would you like Mr. Eric to sing about?
He should sing about how parents know nothing about kids' slang.
Oh, yeah.
That's a true one right there. Yeah. What's your favorite word right now, Libby?
Skibbity.
Yeah, I knew it.
Skibbity.
Is bussing good or bad?
It's good.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Well, you're Mr. Eric is not bussing.
I'm not. I'm definitely not bussing. I'm so Ohio. You can actually, we did that a couple of months ago.
We did do that.
Odyssey app, okay, Libby? So get out your smartphone. You're 11. You know you got one. Get the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
You don't have a smartphone? Get that baby a smartphone,
just
mom
good
and dad,
parents, so. Okay? Yes. Good yes. parents.
Stay off the TikTok.
Thank you, Libby.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Sorry. Let's go to Ollie on line 4, Eric.
All right. Hey, Ollie, what should I sing about?
Hey Ollie.
Hello. Holiday songs.
Holiday songs?
Yeah, like mix them up. Jingle Bell, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, a mashup.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You really think something of Eric, let me tell you. I don't know.
I don't think it's appropriate yet. I know a lot of
too
people
soon?
Are listening to Christmas music. I'm just not there yet.
Okay, all right.
Next week, call back on Friday. That's when Christmas
when
music
start.
Is allowed.
Yes.
Okay, I'll call back.
You're
thank
the best.
You. Ollie, thank
Thanks,
you so much.
Ollie.
Let's go to Casey this morning in Humble. Casey, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
Hey, so I'm having about 6 college buddies over for Thanksgiving, and we get really big into smoking meat, and so we like all kinds. So we're wondering, man, could you sing about either ham or turkey? I want to know which meat that I should serve on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Ham or turkey? Okay. When you said smoking and 6 college buddies, that is not where I thought this was going. Okay. Ham or turkey? What do you think, Eric?
I think it's a great song suggestion. It is the eternal debate, though, right, Casey?
Yeah, it is, man.
What do you go for, Mo?
It's Thanksgiving. It's turkey.
Got to be turkey, mm-hmm. Eric?
See, I love turkey, but ham is my favorite.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I appreciate it, Casey. Good suggestion today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We had a Friendsgiving over the weekend, and they had ham and turkey there.
Yeah, we usually do both. Yeah.
But they had grilled pineapple with the ham.
That's awesome.
Oh.
It was so good.
A lot of people do brisket, too. Now we're starving.
Shut up.
I'm
so hungry now.
I think I know where you're going here, but
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to the kitchen.
Okay, all right. That's our 10-minute tune suggestion. Let's find out what he creates with it, okay? We'll do that in just 2 songs. It's 10 minutes away. It's our 10-minute tune on the Bull. Well, Jayco, and you know that is a great
great song and great weather this weekend for maybe a little bonfire. Isn't it bonfire season yet?
It is for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Barefoot Blue Jean Night, beautiful morning here on 100.3 The Bull, where it's time to find out what Eric has created with his 10-minute tune this morning.
Yes, and it always starts with your suggestions. And so it was Casey in Humble that suggested this.
Hey, so I'm having about 6 college buddies over for Thanksgiving, and we get really big into smoking meat. Could you sing about either ham or turkey? I want to know which meat that I should serve on Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. Again, not where I thought it was going when he said college buddies smoking, but anyway, we'll see.
George.
We'll see what Eric has created with it.
Of course, Eric wanted to sing the meat song.
Of course, yes, I agree.
Oh, hey, Eric, I was just talking about how much I like you.
What's that mean?
The meat song. Eric wants to sing a meat song. On brand.
Yeah, it's turkey or ham.
Oh, yes. The turkey
or
ham.
Sorry. We get clear on this.
All about meat and all in the style of Michael Jackson.
I'm not helping, am I?
I'm not helping at all. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
Required on Thanksgiving Day. Cranberry sauce, taters, and gravy. Pumpkin pie's best. The question, my friend, which meat is? Which protein do you choose with dinner rolls? Turkey or ham? Man, I love them both. Classic debate. Which one is your fave? Which meat is the best on your plate? Which meat is? Meat is. Thanksgiving eating. One is so juicy, one is so moist. Both good with gravy. Which one's your choice? Which meat is? Meat is. Which meat is? Meat is.
By the way, Mo, I've never seen your demeanor change quicker than she was like into the song until you said moist.
It didn't catch me. It doesn't usually bother me. It just like stuck out so harshly.
I think because I said juicy right before it.
Maybe that's it. Well done. Hopefully, Casey, that helped you out for Thanksgiving there, which meat is. 10-minute tune happens every morning, and we post it up as part of our podcast. Grab the Audacy app, AUDACY, like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and that way you'll never ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
You're listening to the Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
Guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My dog Bernard is on his last leg. I know I've been saying that for a while, but we were in the hospital 2 nights ago, and I haven't told y'all about it yet.
Bernard was in the hospital?
I thought it was the end. Yeah, I did. I'll tell you the full story.
Oh, my goodness.
Bernard?
Don't do that to me. I want to know that Bernard is okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it. My dog's about to die. And why are you playing this sad music?
Why do you start stuff like that? Don't say that.
It's the truth. Okay? And I like the truth.
You do.
The truth is, I found Bernard on the side of the road when I was in college. And I've had him for 14 years.
Oh my goodness.
He has had the best life. His passport is magical, but he's about to die. He's on the last leg, if you will.
Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. George Mo, Eric, just happy to be here.
I haven't told y'all yet. Got home the other afternoon, and he was laying on his bed, which he does, and the nanny was like, Bernard's doing the limping thing again. And I was like, oh, no. So I went in to check on him, and he's holding his leg up, and it's swollen.
Oh, no.
I've never seen it swollen
before.
Like
a blood clot or something.
Something, I'm sure. Yeah. So I tell my husband, I'm like, babe, you got the kids. I got to go to the vet. Like, I think this is the end. I've been preparing
You really told the plumber that you thought it was the end?
Yeah.
Did he say his goodbyes and everything?
We are prepared. I think we've already said our goodbyes.
Oh, he was like, see y'all.
Yeah.
Bye.
He's like, let me know what I can do.
Oh, I'd be a mess, a blubbery mess. Goodbye, Bernard. It's been the best.
So I get to the vet, and they're like doing tests and stuff, obviously. Apparently, he got stung by something, and he took some Benadryl, and now he's fine.
No.
He's back.
Are you serious?
He's back.
You thought you were going to put your dog down.
Y'all, I have a tab pulled up on my computer right now for in-home euthanasia. Because I'm just waiting. I know it's going to happen any minute, and I just want to have all my bases covered, like, no matter what it happens. Well, I just don't know what's going to happen. Like, if it's something dramatic.
There's, like, dog killers.
That come
like
to your house.
Don't call them dog killers.
It's a vet, and they do, like, the injection just right there. It's more peaceful. You know, sometimes taking the dog to the vet is traumatic.
Is there, like, a skull and crossbones on the van?
Stop. Can you imagine? That would be a hard job if that's your only job.
Here's the thing people don't know about you, too, because you lost your other dog, Bug.
Yes.
What's it been, 3 years ago?
Yes. Okay. I was pregnant with Sailor.
Yes, and I heard you cried that day.
Oh, she she was a mess that day.
I've never seen devastated. You cry.
No, I don't cry about anything.
No, never.
No.
But. And I've seen situations where you should be crying. Big time.
That's true.
Here's the other thing, too. After that, Eric, for days after that in the studio, she would have pulled up on her computer how to get a dog taxidermy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so I was trying to think of, like, how the best way to preserve their life.
I don't know that
you
I'd
didn't
want
do that,
I don't
right?
yeah, I don't think I'd want a stuffed dog. I don't think
really?
I'd want the dog stuffed around
the
house.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
My husband does it with all the other animals.
That's true.
So why can't I do it with my dog that I'm obsessed with?
Has the deer, you know, and he's
right
pointing
next to
it or
in
whatever.
In the room where all of the deer heads, the
Bernard
ducks.
Could be like a chair.
Exactly. And he can watch over us forever.
Well,
okay.
If you want the dog around, though, instead of getting the dog stuffed, because I don't think I could deal with that. Wouldn't it be better just to go get another dog like him? Or would it be hard because you don't really know what he is?
Yeah, right? I don't want another dog.
You're done?
Yeah.
You're done with dogs.
Yeah.
That's how full your heart is.
Yeah. Done. Check.
You have one. You have a heart.
I don't know about that. But I'm done. I don't have any more room in the whatever heart I have for another animal.
How long have you had a dog in your life?
This Bernard's my first dog I ever had.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't have dogs growing up.
See, I can name every single dog that I've had since I was a child.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was Blackie and Smokey. Those were the ones when I was growing up at home.
Let me guess. What color they were.
Okay. And then I didn't have a dog like during college. And then after college, I had Puppy.
Mm-hmm.
You may start to see I have trouble naming dogs.
I see that, yes.
And then we had
nowadays,
Sweetie.
You get canceled for a bunch of those. Let's be honest, George. Those are not PC anymore.
Then we had Sweetie.
Aw, oh my.
Yeah. HR violation there. Okay. You've learned that the hard way.
Okay, all right. So maybe my dogs were all named after HR violations. I'm not sure. Oh. Well, you keep us posted on Bernard.
Bernard's alive again. Oh. Alive and well. Thanks for asking.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Right here in Houston, Dana is standing by to play Mo Knows Country. Dana, you could get $100 this way.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Dana, why is that?
As it's her money.
It is her money. All right, Dana, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
Mo, get out of there.
All right, Dana, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, let's shake it up. Luke Bryan has a song that starts with the lyrics, "Got a little boom in my big truck." Can you name that Luke Bryan hit?
Oh, yes, I know it. Country Girl.
Question number two. It was nearly 15 years ago that a guy from Monroe, Georgia, and a fellow from Ormond Beach, Florida, took the country by storm. Can you name their group?
Florida Georgia Line.
Question number three. Name the biggest country star that's out there right now, and he announced he won't headline a tour next year because he's going to be doing a TV show.
Jelly Roll. I don't know.
Question number four. 11 years ago, stars like Luke Bryan and George Strait helped duck the halls and make a Robertson Family Christmas album go number one. Name the Robertsons TV show.
Pass.
Question number five. Which Miranda Lambert song title suggests that she's not afraid to show off her fiery side? Is it A, Little Red Wagon, B, White Liar, or C, Kerosene?
kerosene.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today.
All right, you did a fan-freaking-tastic job, Dana. You got 4 out of 5.
Nice job!
Let's see if Mo trips up here these. All right, Mo, question number one. Yes. Let's shake it up a little bit. Luke Bryan's song that opens with the lyrics, "Got a little boom in my big truck."
Kind of open up the door. Yes, what about it?
What's the name?
Oh, Country Girl Shake It For Me.
That is correct. Country Girl.
Yep. Country Girl, parentheses, Shake It For Me. Yes. So we gave it to Dana because she just said Country Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, one to one.
She knew the parentheses were there. Question number two. It was nearly 15 years ago that a guy from Monroe, Georgia, and a fellow from Ormond Beach, Florida, took the country by storm. Name their group.
Florida Georgia Line.
I knew you'd get that one. Yes.
So did Dana. Tied up at two.
Question number three, name the biggest country star that just announced he won't do a headlining tour next year so he can make room for doing a TV show.
Oh, the biggest country star, Morgan Wallen?
No. Jelly Roll.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says he's doing TV, but he won't say what show.
Special.
Dana got the hint of biggest country star.
Did she?
3-2. Now biggest. Dana is winning.
I get it. I get it. Okay.
Question number four, Mo. Mm-hmm. 11 years ago, stars like Luke Bryan and George Strait helped Duck the Halls, a Robertson Family Christmas album, go to number one on the charts.
Yeah.
Can you name the Robertsons TV show?
Duck Dynasty.
It is Duck Dynasty. Yes. That is correct.
Okay, Dana passed on that, which means the score is 3-3.
And?
She got the next one right.
Oh.
If you don't get it right, Dana wins 100
bucks. Okay, I got this. Let's go.
You're kicking yourself, aren't you, Dana?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number five, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Which Miranda Lambert song suggests in the title that she's not afraid to show off her fiery side?
Okay.
Is it A, Little Red Wagon, B, White Liar, or C, Kerosene?
Oh, kerosene? Fiery kerosene?
That is correct. Okay.
Dana.
All of her songs are fiery, okay?
I know they are, right?
Dana, it is an honor to tie Mo 4-4, but that means you know what you got to say.
Yeah, this is Dana in Houston. Mo knows country.
Oh, she does.
Girl.
Dana, you sound so sad. I hurt for you, but here's the thing. You could be like Dana, but maybe one better. And get Mo's money on Monday. 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country, only here on The Bull.